I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1894. It was the first day of the Pullman strike. The strike started in the company town of Pullman on the south side of Chicago. George Pullman made his fortune making luxury sleeping cars for passenger trains. His cars revolutionized the rail industry, making long-distance travel a much more pleasant experience. Pullman founded a model town for his employees. In 1893, an economic crash devastated the U.S. economy. Pullman egregiously lowered the pay of his workers by as much as a third. But he did not lower rents in the company town and did not decrease the dividends he paid to his stockholders. Outraged, the Pullman employees called for a strike. The strike was led by the American Railway Union and its leader, Eugene V. Debs. When the union held its convention in Chicago that June, the delegates voted to boycott any train that included a Pullman car. More than 250,000 railroad workers in 27 states and U.S. territories supported the boycott. Angry businessmen demanded that something be done. President Grover Cleveland promised intervention if any train carrying U.S. mail was halted by the boycott. Railroad owners quickly attached mail cars to as many trains as they could. President Cleveland declared, "If it takes every dollar in the U.S. Treasury and every soldier in the United States Army to deliver a postcard in Chicago, that postcard shall be delivered." Federal troops brutally crushed the strike. 30 people died and more were injured. A federal injunction was filed against Eugene Debs, and he went to jail for 6 months for refusing to stop his support of the boycott. The Pullman strike marked a new level of federal intervention against the cause of labor.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.